Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Today, I want to talk about living your legacy. Now, that may mean different things to different people, but what I want you to think about is, you know, is your legacy is really how you touch each individual's heart every time you speak to them. And as you walk away, the thought that you left in them. And it's something that, when I grew up thinking legacy, that's something you leave behind. When I was a rich dad, I thought rich dad was my legacy, that people would remember me by. But it really is that human interaction. And that interaction can be intentional in passing or even unknowing. And so ask yourself, you know, what are you sharing with others from your heart? What is your intention? Are you having intentional interactions with people? We talk about, are you interested or interesting? And when you're interesting, people think, you know, may walk away and say, oh, he's interesting. But if you were interested in someone, they're going to remember that you gave a little bit of yourself by asking them a little bit about themselves. And so when we talk about living your legacy, I want to challenge you, as 2020 is a whole new decade. What have you received in the last decade that was wonderful? And what had you hoped to have happen that didn't? And how can you change your being and your interaction with others to help create that space and opportunity for you to receive and get an even better legacy? The Play Big Movement, when I created it, being number one in your field, living your legacy, creating maximum impact, right? That's the tagline. But living your legacy means that you are intentional about creating a better environment, creating a better world. One of the greatest compliments I just got it the other day, which is why I even came up with the subject today, is somebody said, Sharon, I just want you to know, when we met, and it was 5 years ago, I hadn't seen her since. She says, you saw something more in me than I saw in myself. Wow. And as a result, she was able to take her vision from here and take it here because of what I saw as a potential in her. And that's when I work with everybody in the Play Big Movement is, you have plan A. Well, let's put plan A on steroids and go to plan AAA, quadruple A, 10XA. And so many times we hold ourselves back because we don't think we're good enough. We don't think we have the right to play a bigger game. But let me tell you, you do. Your legacy can be so much bigger. And if you don't believe in yourself right now, surround yourself with other people who do. And when somebody says to you, you saw more in me than I saw in myself, you'll know that you're making a bigger impact. You know, years ago, Angela said something to me when she was on stage. She said she was a little nervous about being a speaker, and she's fantastic. But she said, I was nervous about it. I didn't really feel like I'd earn the right. And then she told herself, Sharon wouldn't let me be on stage if she didn't feel comfortable that I could do the job. And just that thought process gave her the ability to get past that anxiety and do a fantastic job. That's the importance of mentoring. Who is your mentor? Who believes in you beyond where you believe in yourself? And let's flip that coin. Who do you believe in to help them get a greater vision of themselves? Because living your legacy means helping other people create their legacies, creating the pathway for them to, and I borrow this phrase from a friend, put yourself in the place of highest and greatest potential. We talk about living one big life. Well, in living one big life, you're setting an example for others. By living one big life, you're living a legacy to others that you're making the most of every opportunity. You're creating opportunities. You're opening doors for others. The only precious asset we have that we don't get back is time. So living your legacy is kind of saying, you know, I'm making the most of the time that I have. And as we look at 2020, as it is here already, what are we doing to live our legacy? You know, we talk about looking 1 year out, 3 year out, but let's look at the next decade. When we're sitting together here in January of 2030, what will you say of the last 10 years? It says we're looking at 2020, looking back from 2010 to 2019. How would you rate yourself? Not in every aspect, but did you create a legacy? Are you standing a little taller? Are you knowing that you're helping others feel better about themselves? Because you have such a gift to share with others. And so I believe in you. I believe in a vision for you that's bigger and better and more impactful than ever before. So I challenge you, as you look to the future, get up in the morning and go, I have a legacy to create and to leave today. Not when I'm 65, not when I'm gone, but today. And be very intentional in every interaction. I get frustrated when I go out to people, you know, with lunch or dinner, and they're dismissive to the waitresses and waiters. I always have a rule. I make eye contact with them. I ask them their name. I validate who they are. They're working hard for every penny they earn. Maids in the hotel, bellboys, all right? Eye contact. So we teach our kids through the Thrive Time game, be fab, back straight, eye contact, firm handshake, ask questions, allow answers, and be bold. That one smile, that one eye contact can change somebody's attitude for the rest of the day in a positive way. So we're all living our legacy. The question is, are you living the legacy that you deserve and that you've earned? So make it a great day, make it a great week, a great month, a great year, and a decade you will be proud of. Love you all. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.